Baby, now you ready. Baby, now you ready.
Welcome to the Full Press Packers Pod, part of Full Press Coverage. My name is Kyle Senra. Joining me is my co-host, Jesse Hall. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing well. Happy Tuesday. One more preseason game in the books and moving towards regular season.
Maybe not the happiest Tuesday for everybody. The Packers, deadline today to cut down to 80, which is the second to last cut down before the final 53, which will happen in a couple weeks, right, as the season's about to start. So at this point, this is not usually when you see the big names. Usually you see that like a big surprising name cut on that final 53, but maybe a surprising name. We'll hint at that for now. I'll get to that a little later in the episode, but just want to start off talking where we kind of left off on the last episode, preparing for the Jets in week two of the preseason. So Jesse, what were your thoughts about that preseason game against the Jets, which I believe was in Green Bay?
Yeah, well, I'll just take away the good right now from it. You know, the Packers said, I think 33 players, you know, basically all the, I shouldn't say all the starters, but a ton of starters. And the Jets played a lot of starters and take the score away. Packers held their own. You know, from the first week, the O-line in the running game, you know, couldn't really get going. But they came out right away and they set the tempo. The O-line looked really, really good. Started off strong. I mean, all they did basically was feed Dylan, and then get a touchdown out of it. So the running game looked good. It was really good, especially the right side. Ben Braden played right tackle, which I think he's a guard, and he did really, really good out there, I thought. You know, and Royce Newman, again, was the highest graded Packer 2 weeks in a row per PFF. So this kid's going to start. I really think he's going to – another fourth-round gem. I think he's going to start for the Packers. As far as, you know, I thought they tried to feed Amari Rodgers late in the game. So he had 6 targets, caught 5 of them, you know, try to get him some work. Malik Taylor looked good. So, again, that wide receiver battle is wide open. I guess also what's interesting is on defense, they tried to pick on our rookie first-round pick corner. In zone, soft zone, he got beat first drive. And then on that first drive, he almost had – in man coverage, he almost had a pick, and it would have been a pick 6 if he got it. He got his hands on the football. Going against Corey Davis, who's a really good receiver in this league. And I mean, he was right in his hip. So there, that's good. It was basically featuring the 2021 draft class and they showed they can hang. So that's what I like to see. Take the score away. I don't care about that. Packers went for it basically every fourth down, whatever it is, what it is, but a lot of good from it. A lot of good. Oh, and TJ Slayton, let me not forget about him. Had a sack, had a few pressures. He's stacking success. This is a 350-pound man who can get in the backfield. So that is a positive. Hopefully he can help out Kenny Clark in the middle of that defense.
Yeah, been looking for that. That was definitely something that they've been missing for quite a few years now. Basically, almost since they've had Kenny Clark, they've never really had a good wingman for him. Mike Daniels, probably maybe Clark's rookie season. But outside of that, they've really been searching for that answer. You know, we're hoping for Kiki. Maybe it's Slayton. So we'll find out, I guess. we'll find out either way if one is the answer or if neither is, but I guess if both are the answer, that'd be really great too, if you can get that rotation going. But you're just saying, like, the 33 players that didn't play, those are likely 33 players that have roster spots secured, and all the battles are for those final 20 spots.
And I really think probably 10 or 15 of those are locked too. Like, you know, Amari Rodgers is going to be here. You know, Royce Newman's going to be here. You know, Josh Myers is going to be here. So yeah, there's maybe like 10 spots that these guys are fighting for. It's a real battle. And I will say too, Kiki did play and he looked pretty good. Tyler Lancaster's job might be up for grabs because there are a lot of young D linemen that are showing out. So it'll be interesting who gets that last D line spot also.
Almost every position, really, it's like, who's that last spot? I mean, then, you know, there's some positions where, like, hey, who's going to be starting? Like, even that's a question. But yeah, so all types of camp battles, no matter what you want. But that's a lot of good news there, Jesse. But what about the bad? What are the bad takeaways from the preseason game?
That soft zone crap that Matt LaFleur really doesn't like. We're showing very vanilla stuff, so you're not going to show it. You're not going to deal your hand. But, man, I would just thought you would let your corners, let's get up, let's get physical, let's get in their face, you know, and work that. There was a lot of soft zone at times. And really the Jets, the only way they were really moving the ball was, you know, little 2-3 yard dump offs because we were playing off so much. It's like, dang, like, let these guys get physical. So that really bothered me there. Again, some ugly tackling, but nobody does live tackling anymore unless you're the Baltimore Ravens. So there's some of that that needs cleaning up. But as far as that, like, it looked pretty. Oh, yeah, I guess Royce Newman, his only real bad knock. He stepped on Ben Kurt's foot twice. That can be cleaned up. But it looked like back to, I'm dating myself, but Anthony Dilwig, you know, early 90s, where it's like, up, snap the ball and fall on your back. And it happened two plays in a row. It was pretty ugly. But it was just some sloppy stuff. But as far as, you know, overall, as, you know, talent and performance, they look good. They're just, it's fixable things that were sloppy. But that's preseason.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, Newman, there's tons of time for him to you know, improve on that. And it's also going to be a different quarterback. So maybe the timing, maybe Ben Kirk's just a little slow with that timing as well. You know, he's only there because of Jordan Love's shoulder injury. And in terms of like the amount that he's playing, because you figure if Love was healthy, they'd be giving him this time to work on that. Obviously he's not, but they know enough that he's the backup. And I mean, if Love's hurt, okay, then they're going to have to get a third guy. But if Love's healthy for week one, I doubt that they keep a third quarterback. So Ben Kirk, while doing well, it almost feels like he's more auditioning for the other 31 teams more than anything else.
He is. And LaFleur kind of hinted at that, which Love was back in practice this week. Not fully, but he's back. And like LaFleur said, if he's healthy, they're going to showcase him and get him as much as they can, you know, this next preseason game. And hopefully they can sneak Ben Kirk onto the practice squad, because the kid does have moxie. He's a likable guy. But as far as like some of these fans I'm seeing out there saying, hey, prove me wrong. Why are we not keeping him over Jordan Love? Listen, Jordan Love's a better quarterback. You can let Ben Kirk's fun. He looks like Don Majkowski. Awesome hair. Cool dude. But he's a third string for a reason. He's on another team for a reason. And if you can sneak him on the practice squad, awesome. But yeah, he's auditioning for everybody else right now. And maybe he can get on somewhere, you know, and become a, you know, first backup, you know, QB2. But he's not that here. You're right. Unless there's an injury, knock on wood. We don't want to see any injury at quarterback or anywhere. But yeah, we're not keeping three.
I bet those are the same people that are like, yeah, Tim Boyle. They should have re-signed Tim Boyle as the backup.
Right.
So yeah, and again, movements happening. Talk about other teams. I mean, Tim Boyle's off. I think, is Tim Boyle with the Lions? I mean, he might be backing up Jared Goff for a division rival. So a few Packers went to the Detroit.
Right. That's your favorite rival. So you'd know more about that than me, but I believe he's there.
Yeah, let's go beat the Lions. It doesn't matter if Tim Boyle's there or not. That affects that in no way possible. I don't think he's as good as Jared Goff, so I don't think he's competing. Although, I guess the fact that we're even discussing it probably says more about Jared Goff than anything.
Ouch, yeah, but no comment.
Yeah, we'll comment on some other forms of movement, players going to different teams. And a player that, you know, it's funny, 2 weeks in a row, the Packers are trading away corners, not getting another corner, trading one away, which I do wonder, them trading for Yadam last week, you know, this helps his case to make that team, trading away Kadar Holman, who's still on his rookie contract, to the Texans. And it's funny because some of my biggest memories of Holman are from like a Texans preseason game a few years ago, and he did really well. So it feels like that's meant to be. But traded for a 7th round pick, which funny enough isn't the Texans' 7th round pick. So that's a little interesting there. But yeah, Kadar Holman not on the Packers anymore.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a great move. First of all, you know, I don't think Goody gets enough credit, where you go back, nothing against Ted Thompson, but totally different philosophy, where sometimes Ted would hang on too long to stuff. It seems like Goody has no problem where it's like, hey, you know, we kind of like this kid, but it's not fitting, or we're really deep at this position. Probably not going to make the team. He's willing to cut bait early, and he got something for it. Yeah, it's a 7th rounder. which was Chicago's originally seventh rounder. So hopefully they don't do good. It's closer to the end of the sixth, you know, early seventh pick. But it's a good move. You got something for a guy that's probably not going to make this team. You know, it's so deep at corner. And I don't think he's a bad player. You know, I think he has skill, but we brought in another corner that kind of fits what Joe Barry wants to do. We got our slot guys in Sullivan, and Shamar Jean Charles is going to make this football team. And they like Ento a lot, you know, so he wasn't going to make the team. So it was a good move. And I wish him well, even though he's going to Houston. So he might even get a chance to start. I don't know what's going on in Houston.
Yeah, but probably make that team, that's for sure. But the pick is actually the Bears pick. And, you know, there's no way that the Packers would get that pick unless it was already through another team like the Texans. So, if it's between, you know, keeping him for another 2 weeks and then cutting him at the end of training camp, or at least getting something now, I mean, yeah, if it's a seventh round pick. But, I mean, you know, to Gutekunst's credit, some of the best picks have been the later ones, not the early mid ones, so may as well accumulate the late picks. And to, like you said, not afraid to move on early. And I guess maybe it's needed, because I think we would probably say so far the drafting record not as good with Gutekunst. I mean, Jair Alexander, Darnell Savage, absolute great pieces, really gems in the draft. I know both first round picks, obviously, but for the most part, maybe this not quite the same level as Ted Thompson in terms of success yet anyway. So, but makes up for it by being more aggressive in free agency. And like you said, more willing to move on quickly. Last year, one of the drafted rookies we were probably the most excited for, linebacker Kamal Martin, that we talked about him a couple weeks ago. The Packers really, you know, and it seems like Joe Barry really disappointed with him as a linebacker, not quite to the mold that he's looking for. And so it seemed like Martin, even though last year was ahead of guys like Ty Summers and Oren Burks in the Mike Pettine system, in the Barry system, kind of fell behind those two and was really kind of like the fifth linebacker. They even tried to, we talked about that. There was a report by Zach Cruz where they played him as an outside linebacker as well. And considering right now that Za'Darius Smith is injured, it's almost a bit of a detriment to Don Martin to say that, okay, that didn't work either, and just no fit on the team at all. And a little surprised that it was this early and that this wasn't a cut that was for the final 53, but a cut down to 80. But fifth round pick from last year, Kamal Martin, released by the Packers. So yeah, Jesse, I've kind of given my thoughts a little bit on Martin there. So your thoughts, again, echoing what you were saying about Gutekunst not willing or willing and not afraid to move on from bad picks or mistakes early.
Right. And I'll just bounce off of what you said, because I agree with a lot of it. This is kind of a surprise, you know, especially like you said, it's early and he's not officially released yet, but they already came out and said it's going to be released. But they brought that out on Monday, when it's like tonight is when you actually had to do the releases. So I don't know if it was a mutual thing, like this isn't working out, he wants out, something. But what a fall for this kid coming in last year and in camp before he got hurt. Like, they're talking about this guy starting, physically gifted, really good. Even, you know, Goody said, you know, if he wasn't hurt his senior year at Minnesota, he's probably a third round pick. We got him in the fifth. He looked great and the physical tools are there, but the mistakes and middle linebacker, you got to be able to read your keys. I sound like my old high school coach, read your keys. But, you know, he can't. And I think that's the problem, where the mistakes, where he's buried on the depth chart right now because they can't trust him out there. He's not assignment sure. And I that's the only thing I can think of, because the physical tools are there. If you look at Kamal Martin on the hoof, this guy has everything you want. He's big. He's fast. He can bring the wood. You know, he's talented. But he makes mistakes. And like, you go back to last year after, you know, the injury and he started coming back, he's shooting the wrong gaps. He's taking the wrong angles. He's doing more harm than good out there. And that's the only thing I can think of, that, you know, they don't trust him like they trust the guys in front of him. I mean, right now it's going to be Barnes and Campbell starting. You know, Oren Burks is looking really good. Maybe the light came on. Ty Summers, always around the football. And then they brought in Ray Wilburn, who they really like. I don't know much about the kid. And then you got McDuffie, who's a rookie, which he might not even make the roster, but again, they move on from Martin early. So kind of a surprise, but this defense wants to get rid of mental mistakes. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, and again, maybe admitting a mistake in the draft, or it just wasn't the fit for... Because, I mean, again, it seemed like he fit well with Pettine, but I guess Barry has different expectations for that position. Just getting, it looks like, a couple more releases today. Defensive lineman Josh Avery released. So we were talking about that defensive line position earlier, but it seems like he's not going to be quite cutting it for what they're, you know, trying to compete. Again, talking about Lancaster and Kiki Kingsley and... also, we talk about Slayton. And Lowry was one guy we didn't mention either. But because, again, no guarantees. So they could get out of it if they wanted to, I think. But yeah, so but it's kind of seeming like, the, you know, those guys are kind of solidifying their roster spots. Like I said, maybe Lancaster's on the if someone comes up and is a surprise and maybe come at the expense of Lancaster.
Not a surprise cut. They got a lot of bodies playing the D line. And, you know, we haven't said much about Dean Lowry all offseason here, but you kind of know what you get with him, right? He's a lunch pail guy, not too sexy, but it sounds like he's having a pretty good camp. He was saying, like, you know, not as much, you know, two gaps they're asking from him. So, right, he might stick. But that Jack Heflin, they like a lot, too. This kid, all he does is has a motor, and he's always around the ball. So that might be the surprise guy that stays. So, yeah, you're going to see a few more cuts on the D-line. You know, you got Carlo Kemp right there. And there's another guy, too. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, you're going to see some more cuts on that D-line.
Oh, and one more release that I just kind of became aware of. I don't know if you were talking before the show looking for extra ones, but another tight end. I know they released Isaac Nauta with the injury last week, but it looks like that tight end room cutting down as we expect. Daniel Crawford has been released. So I think there are only about maybe only six guys left now.
Only six more.
Which means they're probably, you know, cutting down to two. We think it's, I mean, we've always kind of said, like, Daphne's really the only one we thought had a good chance of coming up, I guess. Oh, Brandon Kafusi, right? And I know Rogers likes him, so that means they're definitely cutting him from the jokes everyone's been saying. Willington Previlon?
Yeah, they're D-lineman. Yep, that my bad. Yep, he's the other one. Sneak him on the practice squad and we'll worry about it. But yeah, I just don't see him sticking. There's a lot of other guys here.
Because, like, even with Kamal Martin, in theory, he could be a practice squad guy, but generally you see the guys that are released to the practice squad as part of those final 53 cuts. Like, you rarely see the guys cut this early, usually make it to the same team's practice squad. So, like you said, maybe it was something they had an agreement with Martin, rather than if they know they're just going to release him anyway, do it now, give him a better chance, but also give the rest of the guys behind him better looks so you know for sure about the rest of them if you've already kind of decided. So, makes sense there.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That makes the most sense to me.
As much as, like, I think, like, you and I are pretty happy with Martin's play last year. Yes, there were mistakes, but for the most part, like, I believe there were games last year he was starting with Barnes, and it looked like, okay, this is a solid two, like, inside linebackers that, like, both rookies. Like, this could be something that the Packers build around for a long time, and it seems like Barnes certainly the case, but obviously no longer the case with Martin.
Right, and maybe injuries play a role in it too, because you're right. Like, when you saw him on the field, the athletic ability was there. It's like, oh, it's going to come. With reps, he's going to pick up this and become that middle linebacker. But, you know, he was already injured again this offseason. Then he played a little bit, you know, made some mistakes. Maybe had injury again. You know, like, there's really nothing being said about it. So who knows? But, yeah, with the injuries and, you know, the new system, it's a tough business, right? It's hard to play in the NFL and stick.
Talking about injuries and it being hard to play. Perfect transition, Jesse, to the next topic, which is an injury here. I don't want to celebrate injuries. Like, I legit don't want anyone to get hurt. But you tell me a Packer is being placed on injured reserve, and you don't tell me which one. Like, I could, oh my God, there could be so many bad things. And then you tell me the name. It was, you know, relief if that was the case. And again, maybe I'm super petty or just an awful person, but Will Redmond's just not a good football player. At least I don't think so. I mean, good enough to be an NFL player, but not really good enough to excel in the NFL. And I know I saw a tweet today talking about that. Okay, Will Redmond placed on injured reserve, and someone saying, "Oh, it was a Packers beat reporter too. A big blow to the Packers secondary for someone who could play every position in the defensive backfield." And that's true. He technically can. I just don't think he can play any of those positions well. So I don't really see this as a huge loss. It seemed like he was probably going to make the team, but this might give more chance for, again, some young secondaries. I think we're excited about Vernon Scott. I know I'm certainly much more excited. So no Will Redmond this year, because the injured reserve at this point is, to be injured reserve and designated to return, that has to be done after the 53-man roster, which, again, we're expecting with David Bakhtiari. The only reason that he's not on injured reserve right now is because they see a scenario where he's going to be able to return at some point this season. But with Redmond, I don't even think it matters. So, yeah, that's my really petty, awful person take on Will Redmond. Sorry, Will Redmond and everyone who cares about him. But, yeah, on injured reserve. Thoughts to him as a person, and hope he recovers well.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but, like what you said, hopefully he gets okay and all that. But, yeah, listen, this opens up the door. Matt LaFleur said Will Redmond, he was one of the best special teamers. Well, that was one bad thing, sorry. Going back to that preseason game, oh my God, what is wrong with special teams and why can't we get it right? And Matt LaFleur said, well, Will Redmond's one of our best special teams players. Well, that's not saying much, because special teams, I'm sorry, has sucked for a long time. But then we have Christian Uphoff, who is an undrafted free agent we got that came in. He was a gunner. He beat two guys and made an awesome tackle in the last game. So that opens the door for him. He's a safety. He's bigger than Will Redmond. He can't be any worse on the backside. So maybe this kid's going to get his shot. Maybe this next game he can show that he can play out there and make that, last safety spot really hard. So Will Redmond, I think, one of these other kids with the upside might make this roster better. No offense to Will Redmond.
You keep talking about Black, right? I mean, he's actually someone who might come in as the fourth safety and maybe see some playing time more than he did last year, which he did really just in the case of injuries and stuff. So, Will Redmond. Never mind. I was wrong. He can play special teams well. I am mistaken. I am sorry. I'm sorry to insult Will Redmond, but before I insult any other players, probably should head out of here. Now, if you want to heckle me for insulting the bad takes at Will Redmond, if there are any Will Redmond fans that want to defend his honor, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at @FPC_Packers. If you've got anything like super negative about the Will Redmond comments, direct them at me at Senra Says, not at Jesse, Hall_JHall1212. He doesn't deserve your ire. That's all me. If you do still feel so inclined to gift us, download the Full Press Coverage app, and really you're gifting yourself, because it gives you all the Full Press Coverage content in one location. All the articles we're writing. I know Jesse already this week released one of your coveted matchup series articles you started last season, and another one's planned for this week, so look for those coming. Full Press Coverage podcast, there's tons of them constantly going, just like this one, and then of course the Full Press Radio Network. And you get all that access to everything all through the Full Press Coverage app, and it's available for free on Android and iOS stores. Shout out to PA the Second for use of the song Nigh You, which we use as our intro and outro music. PA the Second can be followed on Twitter at @PA_IIOfficial. So Jesse, any final thoughts for the listeners?
Everybody have a good week, and next time when we're on here, it's all for real. All the preseason and all it's done, and it's the real deal, folks. So have a good week, and go Pack, go.
Yes, absolutely. Stick with us, because the season's here, and we will cover everything here on the Full Press Packers Pod.